Saga Egmont presents A Mysterious Mix-Up by J.C. Kenney. Read by Kelly Burke. To my father, Jack Canganny, a child of the Great Depression, he went on to fight in the Pacific during World War II, earn his college degree, marry the love of his life, and raise 8 kids. He was an example of the greatest generation at its finest. Thanks for everything, Dad. Chapter 1. If all the world is truly a stage and we're the players, I was relieved beyond belief to have my time in the spotlight behind me. I'd been in my old stomping ground of New York City for a national book conference. That meant 3 days of getting up at 5, followed by meetings with editors, authors, and other folks in the book business. That was combined with educational breakout sessions and interspersed with meals and social activities, so my head never hit the pillow until midnight. The nonstop schedule included my appearance on 2 panels. The first was a discussion of women-owned businesses. The second talked about the pros and cons of being your own boss. Those appearances had been as terrifying as they were exhilarating. It was still hard to imagine that little Allie Cobb had become someone whose words came with a sense of authority in the wonderful world of publishing. But it was true, and oh, so empowering. The conference had been a thrilling time, full of seeing old friends and making new ones. But when 2 days of travel were added, the trip had left my inkwell of energy dry. I was ready to be back home again in Indiana. My exhaustion gave way to anticipation as my rideshare driver pointed out a sign indicating we were entering Brown County. In 20 minutes, I'd be safe and sound in my apartment, snuggling with my feline fur baby, Ursula, or Ursi for short. Ursi wasn't the only one I'd be snuggling with, though. A very special house sitter and his faithful canine sidekick were waiting for me, too. The thought made me smile as I checked my hair in the sunshade mirror. I wanted to look good for the house sitter, also known as Brent Richardson, my boyfriend. It was dark when the car rolled to a stop in front of my building, the sun having set during the hour-long drive from Indianapolis International Airport. A chilly April breeze knifed through my Cobb Literary Agency fleece as I walked on the sidewalk for the driver to unload my luggage. I shivered. Not from the cold, though. It was in anticipation of seeing 3 of my favorite people in the world. Okay, technically only Brent was a person. The others were my tortoiseshell kitty, Ursi, and Brent's golden retriever, Sammy. I loved them both like they were my own children, so they might as well have been human. As the driver pulled away, I hoisted my bag over my shoulder, grabbed my suitcase, and turned toward the door of my building. To my great pleasure, my very own welcoming committee was waiting for me. Grinning from ear to ear, Brent opened the door. With his right hand, he was holding Sammy on a leash. With his left, he had Ursi on her leash.
Welcome home, babe.
He gave me a kiss on the lips that made my knees weak. I wanted it to last forever, but Sammy nosed himself between us, begging to be petted. Meanwhile, Ursi almost knocked me over by bumping her head against my shin, demanding attention. Hello, young lady. I picked up my cat and kissed her on the head. And to you too, Sammy. I scratched the dog's ear as Brent took my luggage.
All right, kids. Let's let Allie get upstairs so she can relax.
He struggled up the steps with my bag, suitcase, and Sammy in tow. I chuckled as Ursi and I followed them to my second floor apartment. It was good to be home. Once we were all safely inside the apartment,